We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning a brand new Perek Kira, which discusses about keeping a lot of different things as muksa in this Perek. Well, it starts off discussing about keeping food on Shabbos on a stovetop or returning something to a stovetop on Shabbos and those halachos. Now, we will see, and we will learn Kapshutai, that there's an Isser of Shehia, that means that Erev Shabbos, you put something on your stovetop or on your fire, in those days your Kira, on top of your Kira, and you put it there. It's a problem if it's not covered. And the reason is because you might see that the challah is not cooking so well. It's not, the flame is not big enough, it's going out a little bit. So you're going to stroke the flame in order to have your challah. You're very worried about your food. That's the main part of Inik Shabbos, is your food. And therefore, we're worried you might stroke the flame. Therefore, you would have to cover the flame so you shouldn't come to stroke it. That's the simple pshat and shema yechata for the issa of shiyah. There's another issa called chazara, that once you take it off the fire, you can't return it to the fire. And that has two reasons, either because shema yechata, or because of mechzik avash. It looks like I'm cooking on Shabbos in the first place. But the first two blad of Gemara really talk about shiyah, and the machlek is chananya and the rabbanon, which we'll get to as soon as you see the Gemara. So let's begin the Mishnah. Kira shesiku of a kash of a gvava. A kira that you the fuel you're using, the fire we're using is made out of straw. Nice layer of tafshel. You can put a tafshel on it, you don't have to worry about anything. And the reason is because there's no chash shem yechata on these things, because they go out right away. They don't make good coals anyway. And you could put a tafshel on it because they right away burn right up, and therefore it's no problem. There's no chash, no gzer. Begefes of eitz, loyitin ach yigroiv, oy ach yitin es eifer. But if you use gefes, which is like the junk from sesame seeds and wood, then lo yitein, you should not put it on the fire at your grave until you take out all the coals before Shabbos, or you use afer, or you put ashes over the coals to make the fire smaller. And we'll see exactly what this means, lo yitein, in the Gemara. But it says lo yitein at your grave, yitein. Again, if it's now put it there, unless you do grufa or ketuma. Grufa is taking out the coals, or yitein afer means you put the ashes on top of it to cool it down. Even when you're allowed to put something on the fire, because it has grufa or ketuma, the only thing you can put on is chamin, hot water. Avaloi tafshel, but not tafshel, because tafshel, a person is more worried about it, and even when it comes to mechata, even though he did these protective measures, he'll still be mechata. Or pshat is because it's more mechsi mevash, because he sees himself cooking, he sees the cooking, that's not a pshat. We'll go Rashi's first pshat, because it's shami mechata. Once you do the protective measures of garuf and katum, which means putting on the ashes, then you let it put on hot water or hot food is fine also. Another part of the Mishnah, you could take off on Shabbos, you can't return the pot to the fire. Once you have garuf or katum, I can return the pot to the fire on Shabbos. Adkan HaMishnah. Now, we're mefarish the Mishnah like Shem Yechata of Shehiyah. Rashi incidentally explains, talking about Hatmana, but we'll learn Kapshuta in Shehiyah, we'll learn the Sugya, and not like Rashi Hatmana, because it gets more confusing than like Rashi. But Rashi agrees to this idea of Shehiyah also. He just says it's also Negei Hatmana. Let's see the Gemara. Now it said in the Mishnah, what it say in the Mishnah? The second line in the Mishnah, the end of the second line, that Begeves Ve'etzim Lo Yitein Ache Yigroi Ve'ache Yitein Es Ha'efer. You're not allowed to put the tafshel down by gefes ve'etzim, by firewood, unless you took out the coals or you put ashes above it to on it, spread it out on it to cool it off. Now, what does it mean lo yitein? A bayalum. So, before we start bayalum, we speak out the machlekes chananya and the rabbanon. According to the chananya, you are allowed to do shehiyah on Shabbos, which means erev Shabbos, I put my soup on the flame. As long as it's cooked more than Meichel ben Desai, more than a third cooked or a half cooked, Machlekes Rambam and Rashi, what Meichel ben Desai means. But as long as it's cooked to Meichel ben Desai, which means, for argument's sake, half cooked, so then you don't have to do anything to the flame, it's not a problem. But according to the Rabbanon, no. Until it's cooked, kol tzarchoi, and it's getting bad, until it reaches that level, I can't put it on the fire unless I cover the flame or take the ashes out. But if I don't do that, I'm not allowed to put it on, even though it's a vusha called tzarkai, but it's still getting better. I can't put the challenge on the fire without a black. That's Rabbanah. The Chagas Chananya and the Rabbanah. So the Gemara's Shaila really is, which Tanas are Mishnah going coming to? Boyaluhu. Hi lo yitin. It says in our Mishnah, but gefes veitim lo yitin, achi yigroi, but yitin is eifa. What does that mean? Lo yitin lo yachzuhu, it means I shouldn't return something to the fire without garf v'katam. Ava lishois, but du shihio, which means I put it on before Shabbos. Mashin afish ain't a garf ain't a katam. I could do shihio, even though it's not garf v'katam. Umani, who's that going coming to? Chanani, the tiny chanani, aimer, kol shu, kamaycha v'nesoy, anything that's cooked a third or a half, muta la hashois al gabe kira, I'm allowed to keep it on the top of the stovetop, the kira is something that is a square box that has the fire inside. I put the pot on top of it. Muta shoyse gavet kira. Obviously, the garf in a cotton. Chananya holds he let up anything's meichel on the soy. I'm let it do shia. So when the mishnah says that the gavet sveitzim leite nachi yigrovet yiktoim means lo yachse. That's one halach in the Mishnah. Edoma lishoistan. It means to even do shia. The garv katan in v'loy loy. Only garv katan works. For not the cholshkin lahachsen. Of course, to be machzer something, of course you need garv katan to put something back on Shabbos. But edoma means the second side means is the iser to do shia, which means shia always means before Shabbos. I can't keep on something on before Shabbos unless I make a blach. Unless I take out the coals or put ashes on the fire. So Gemara's attempt to bring a raya. Toshima midiktani trei bavi v'masisim. There's two cases in our Mishnah. First case is, there's two sections of our Mishnah. First section says, v'shami erim rechabim v'nalev tafshul, hot water v'nat tafshul, v'sil lo erim rechabim v'tafshul, you can both put hot water and a tafshul. Then it says, afterwards, v'shami erim noitlim, you can take it off the fire, v'lev achzirim, can't return it, v'sil lo erim rechabim achzirim. And v'sil says, you can return it. So yamas b'shlam v'lisho istanam, if our Mishnah, when it says lo yitain on the third line, it means you shouldn't do shihi unless it's garva katum. So hachiktani, this is how you read our Mishnah. And the Gemara will explain how you read our Mishnah. Lefi, the second side of Lishas. Then our Mishnah is very good. Hachiktani. Kira, shishikula v'kasha gvava. If you warmed it up, if you cooked, you fired it up with straw, mashna leha tafshal. You could do shihi. Why? Because no chshash shem yechata, because it goes out right away. The gefes uva eitzim lo yisha, you can't do shia achi yigroif until you take out the coals achi an efer or until you put ashes on it. Umahi mashin, and even with garva katan, when you do shia, what are you allowed to do? Veshami erim rechamin, only have to water lo tafshel, not tafshel, because even by food, even though you do these protective measures, you still might do yichata, you might stroke the flames. Ubisilo erim rechamin v'tafshel, you could do both. And then Mishnah goes further. V'chehechi depligi belishois. Just like the arguing by Shihiya, Machlekes B'Sham V'Sillel, there's another Machlekes B'Sham V'Sillel. By Lahachzer also. Pliginam V'Lahachzer. Shavishami Oimrim Noitlim Avle Machzir. Vishami says you only can remove something on Shabbos. You cannot return anything on Shabbos. It looks like Bishol, Mechzi, Kim, Evashol. I can't return anything to Fai, even the Garba Katam. That means you want to take Chalm Friday night? Boom, it's too late. Took it off. V'Sill Oimrim Af Machzir, you can return it. So that's very gishmak. If you learn the first la'ite min shia, so then we understand the second section of the Mishnah, the last section of the Mishnah, is talking about chazaro, machzir. But ili amrit. But if you say like the first Savna Gemara, the la'ite means you're not allowed to return something without garfakatam. Because we're going with Chananya holds that shia is ni garfakatam. Only chazaro does, so ili amrit chalachzatanan, halchiktan, as you read the Mishnah. Kirush is siku of a kasha gvava, machzir ala. You can machzir even without covering the fire, taking away the fire. When it comes to gefes ve'etzim, you can't do chazara, putting it back on Shabbos, till you do garf v'katum. Umahi mechzirim, v'sham erim chamim lo tafshel, only chamim and not tafshel, v'silom chamim v'tafshel. And then it repeats again, v'sham erim noitim le mechzirim, v'silom avar mechzirim. Wait a minute, hasu lamali, that's what we're talking about till now. Hello, we're talking about till now. And even more shver is, say v'sham, you have to say, means, Noit le machzirim means dafka on tafshol because Chaman he says he's even allowed to put back. So that's what it means. So the question really is that what you're repeating over the second thing again. So it's a klara raya. The leite means shehiya, not chazara. Because if not, what's the whole second section of the Mishnah? And for the Gemara, lo'yulam emalach lahachzatam. We could work it out. It's going lahachzatam, and there's something missing in our Mishnah. The chesuri mechzer. This is how you read our Mishnah. Kira shisekua bekash uvegvava machzir aleha tafshel. If you cooked up, if you warmed up the kira with straw, you're allowed to put something back there on Shabbos. Why? Because no chashah mechata. Begefes ve'etzim lo yach. So you can't return it actually yigrif achitin sefer until you do gerufa or ketuma. It's called you're taking out the ash, taking out the coals, or putting ashes on it. Avalishois, but some mashma in the mishnah. Avalishois mashin apishin egarav enikatim. But shiyah yilara duim egarav enikatim. Because we're going to Chananya. Or mahi mash. And what type of shiyah yilara du? Now remember, here we're changing something. We're going now b'shami b'sil. Now we're going on shiyah. We're out garav enikatim. Or mahi mashin. We're out garav enikatim. B'shami oimrim chamin hat the water of a loy tafshel. Because by tafshel, by food is a bigger chash. Even b'shami will agree that there's a chash. That because. There, Beisham we will say there's a chash. So we say, "Lo, no chamim v'tafshol." You let it do both without covering it. Fishy here, why? Because it's going like Chananya. And v'hachas zaru da'amri loch. Now going back to the first thing, and that thing I told you by the beginning of the Mishnah, that lo yitain, which means chazara, at yigav v'katum, it's not l'kuliyama. V'hachas zaru da'amri loch lav de'ber koli. El machlokes Beisham yer v'sel. It's really machlokes. Beisham oimer noitlim le'machzir. You can only remove. But you can't return anything. You can't return anything to fire. Beisil loimrim af machzirim, and Beisil holds even allowed to be machzir, even allowed to be machzir. So we had a way to work out our mishnah. So like a kapanim comes out. The machlekes is like this: that the mishnah says you have to have garf akatum. Is it even by shehiya and doesn't help being cooked ma'achal v'nesoy? You need garf akatum for shehiya, or it's dafa talking about chazara. And the gemara, a way to fit out the mishnah. That the machlokes b'sham b'shilo cham v'tafshel is by shehiya without garf v'katam. That was machlokes b'sham b'shilo, and then the last thing about chazara was machlokes b'sham b'shilo even with garf v'katam. That there b'sham may hold that you cannot do chazara even by garf v'katam. That's the last part of Mishnah says you can't do chazara. You won't be able to do a chazara even if it is garf v'katam.